I want to go to Philippians with you for a few moments. And just going to lightly touch on Philippians chapter 3. In the NIV, it says, no confidence in the flesh. Verse 1 says, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same thing to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. In other words, repetition is good for us. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh. For it, and of course, when, you know, the message was going out about, you know, Elijah with the prophets of Baal, but what they're doing, they were mutilating their flesh, trying to impress people. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for such confidence. Why? Because he was educated, highly educated, compared to many. If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised, look at the advertisement. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews, in regards to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic, righteous, faultless, did you hear? Faultless. He thought he was. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Big stuff, if you wish. Verse 7, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss. For the sake of the anointing. Now notice I took Christ out. Did you hear me? Mm-hmm. For the sake of what?
The anointing.
If you are going to put confidence in what you think you know, and think that the anointing is going to be on you, it's not going to work. You cannot learn yourself into the anointing. You can't do it. The more you think you're learning, the less you become attractive to the Father. The more that you develop trust and confidence in the Spirit and trust His revelation, rather than what you think that you've learned out of a book, out of anything, you understand what Paul is saying? Take all your education and put it on park for a little while. And go back to where your source is. You know? I mean, I'm not discrediting pieces of information that will come to you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to advertise, don't get an education, don't read your Bible, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I'm saying. But if you put all your eggs in that basket, you're going to be in trouble. Because Paul is saying, I count it what? Yeah. So that's pretty intense. So, you know, when I see people pushing and shoving to make people do something in order to produce an extra result, whether it's in the political realm, the Christian realm, the church realm, whatever it is, be conscious of what St. Paul is teaching. All this stuff is lost. If you invest in their spirit, if you develop their inner man, male or female, they're going to be awesome in God. And all the rest will fall into perfection because God has a plan for them. Amen? Verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain the anointing, Christ, and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. If you don't have is by faith in there, you're missing. Your righteousness is an act of your faith to believe that God has done something awesome in you and you are wearing it because He already paid for it. I can't make myself righteous, but I can believe that I am because of what He did. I can't make myself holy, but I can believe that I am because of what He did. And you know, I remember, I believe it's 1 John verse 7. The Amplified says something about the sprinkling of the blood that continually cleanses me. It's really a challenge to see whenever I see something that I haven't been able to conquer. And I lay it on the altar and I say, Lord, I can't do this. Would you just burn it up? Would you just take it? And you know what? He does it. Now, I would like to see the fruit of the burning in a matter of a few days. In my experience, it's been many years. Because you know what happens? I usually take it back. I want to help him out so bad.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm not alone. But you see, that's my flesh. Something happened yesterday. And they weren't physical tears. They were spiritual tears, tears of joy. Because out of some circumstances, I was led into a place and a set of circumstances that at one time would have brought me failure. But I heard the Spirit of God say, do this now. And it was the first time that the Lord allowed His voice to be strong enough from and through my spirit for me to hear. Ah. Yes. And I was able to carry out the commission. And as I carried out that commission, I was just overwhelmed with tears of joy. Now, they didn't come out of my eyes. I didn't go to that level. That came later. But there was knowing. He's done it. He's done it. I think that's a great tune for that, because that's exactly what I felt like. I wanted to dance! Some of the anointing of the Holy One of Israel keep you, hold you close until the day where you actually hear His voice stronger and stronger to pull you out of every single test that He allows. In Jesus' name, God bless you and enjoy your evening.